This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special.
Welcome to another edition of Inside MSide. My name is Bailey. I'm stepping in for Alex on this interview. This week, or this episode, we have Vernon Simmons joining us. Vernon is a Morningside alum, M Club Hall of Famer, list goes on. 1983 graduate of Morningside. And Vernon, I guess let's start with the recent news, which was your induction into the Minnesota Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. What was that ceremony like for you a couple weeks ago to have that honor?
Oh, I would say more than anything, it was kind of unexpected. You know, I kind of tend to think of things like that as, you know, I kind of equate that with getting old.
For sure.
And, you know, I still feel like I got a lot left in the tank. So I would say that it was kind of really unexpected, but you greatly appreciative of it.
Yeah. And stepping back, tell me a little bit more about kind of how you wound up at Morningside, the story of you coming and getting here, and then obviously your time here at Morningside.
Well, you know, everything for me goes back to Coach Callahan. You know, I was recruited by Coach Callahan, and, you know, everything, you know, pretty much from that point forward, as far as basketball-wise, you know, basically traces back to him. I think, you know, thinking back on being here, man, that was such a long time ago. You know, I can recall, there was three TV stations, and they all went off the air at 10 o'clock. You know, we didn't have cable, you know, no cell phones, anything like that. And so it was a very different experience, you know, as far as, you know, we didn't have any of the luxuries that, you know, the students have today.
Sure.
You know, being here, you know, graduating, you know, meeting, you know, my spouse and, you know, raising a family and actually starting a career before relocating to Minnesota. So, you know, this is still home to me, you know, coming back here. I get in, you know, four or five, six times a year, but, you know, it's still home. I'm not here, but I'm still here.
For sure. And what kind of, tell me a little bit more about Coach Callahan bringing you in here and what that recruiting experience was like for you and what it was like to be here and play for him in that time.
We're, you know, going back that period of time, you know, we're talking about the North Central Conference. It's, you know, at that time, if not the best, it was the second best athletic conference in the country. You know, playing here, I mean, I don't got to describe Morningside to you guys. You guys know what the experience here is. You know, we were kind of the little guys, and we're constantly fighting the bullies. And you know the thing about being here with coaches, you know, I never felt or thought that there wasn't a game that we couldn't win. I always thought that he had a game plan, and you know, part of you know, being a point guard is to go out and execute the game plan. And you know, I never went into a game not thinking that we were prepared. And I look back on it, reflecting on it, you know, my senior year, we were in the Final Four Division II. We went to conference, and I think back to my sophomore year, we were actually one game away from being in the tournament, you know. And so I have nothing, you know, when it comes to coach, like I said, everything I learned, I kind of learned from him. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, I would say that I pretty much took the Callahan playbook.
And that obviously had a lot of success for you as a coach as well, with, you know, 9 state tournament appearances up at St. Paul Johnson state championship. So I guess, kind of how did that, you know, being able to be under Coach Callahan and learn from him influence your coaching in your career?
Well, you know, again, Coach was, and I kind of alluded to this in the speech that I gave in Minnesota. I really didn't have a traditional getting involved in coaching. You know, in fact, I didn't want to do it. And the reason I say that is because I pretty much started all 4 years since I've got here. I've played every game, I believe I was quoted over 100 games. And so when you have those many contests with one man, okay, I think if anybody know the guy, I think I do.
For sure.
And so I reflect on, you know, I reflect on all the things that he had to do just to, you know, to keep our program going, mm-hmm. you know, because he was a man of many hats. He was more than coaching. Mm-hmm. He's a bus driver, you know, van driver, all that stuff too. It was. And so when my reflection on it was, you know what, I don't want to do all that. You know, it was enough going to school, it was enough playing, and just graduating. And, you know, I think back, I was a guy, especially, you know, my senior year, I was the last guy to come to practice. And, I was the first to leave. And it's just when you get 4 years of it, you're kind of tired of the grind, and you're ready. You just want to stop. You just want to be, you know what? You want to be normal. Mm-hmm. I thought about that. It took me some time to actually grasp and to actually go in and do it, mm-hmm. and only because I knew what I was going to have to do if I threw my hat in the ring.
Yeah. And when you played here, you know, Division II era, you had completely different rivalries than we have nowadays. I mean, mm-hmm. You guys weren't playing the Northwesterns in the brackets. You're playing, you know, South Dakota State, Augusta, those. So, I mean, what was that like to play some of those bigger schools you mentioned earlier and having to play the big dogs and compete with those schools, so to speak?
Again, you know, I refer to them as the bullies. because they're bigger schools, obviously had the more resources, and so when we would play, you know, we always kind of played with a chip on our shoulders, and they knew that when they came, you know, to Ollie Gymnasium, that this was not going to be easy coming in here. But that's just part of, to me, that was the culture of Morningside. You know, mm-hmm. you were just not just going to pick on us.
Yeah.
I would say what I learned most was this, you know, is that we could always compete with them. We could play. But where we kind of fell off, we just didn't have the depth, if it's what they had. In particular, I think back at the football games, you know. God, North Dakota State would come down here, and it'd be four buses of them. And then you look over there, you know, they're like four deep at every position, you know. And I look at our guys, you know, we're maybe two. Three is a reach. And, you know, we'd play tough the first half, and then, you know, the second half, it was just attrition. You were just going to wear it out, and that's where the game would get away from it.
Yeah.
But that's I thought we were the same way, I guess, for us in basketball. It's just that, basketball, you know, well, you don't need the bodies, and you can hang in there a lot more. Yeah.
For sure. And what was kind of maybe your favorite – what's your favorite memory or your biggest takeaway from your time here, your 4 years here at Morningside?
My biggest takeaway?
Yeah.
Was during the 4 years here, we were, during that period of time, we were able to win on the road against everybody in the conference.
And to be able to do that, I mean, you know, and we were just talking about mm-hmm. how tough everybody was to be able to go on the road and go to some of those arenas, mm-hmm. like a Frost Arena,
Frost Arena,
Dakota Dome at the time, yeah. You know, those places. it's not easy places to win. So that's quite an accomplishment for you guys in that time.
And Frost Arena was, you know, that was the senior year we went in there and won. You just don't know how that felt. You know, 4 years and, going up, that was probably the toughest gym to play in.
For sure.
And to actually win in there, it's just meant, you know.
Mm-hmm. It meant a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What is being, so now you're an M Club Hall of Famer, a Minnesota Basketball Coaches Hall of Famer. Did you ever see yourself getting these type of accolades? You know, when you first stepped on campus here, did you ever see yourself as a Hall of Famer, both as a player here and then as a coach after being here?
No, that was not my goals. my goals, college, degree, wife, family. And so I had accomplished those by the time I left here. I was married, I had my family, and I had a career. Yeah, I was in law enforcement. Everything was good there. I was really content. Which really got me into basketball is moving to a community. Johnson High School is basically, it's Minnesota. Mm-hmm. It's a hockey school. the guys that played basketball at Johnson High School these were the guys who didn't make the hockey team. They sent them over to play basketball. So I'm at a school that obviously there was some basketball talent there, and they just didn't have the structure or the culture to direct it. Mm-hmm. And there was more of I couldn't stand there and just watch and do nothing. I had to do something, and that was to get involved.
How did your time, in law enforcement, eventually becoming the school resource officer, how did that help you when it came to becoming a coach and coaching, those high school guys?
Yeah. It helped me in the sense of I would see these guys. I'm involved in the community. I actually lived in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So I actually moved in so that if you're going to see me, it's just not that I'm just going to show up, coach, and be gone.
For sure.
For me, where I was going with it is once you become coach, but you also work in the community, not only do you see them in the gym, but you see them outside the gym. You see the families, siblings, and you get to know the whole family dynamics, and you become part of that whole picture. Mm-hmm. And then, particularly for kids at Johnson, at that point they know, he's going to be here.
Yeah.
And so you get a more you get more involved with them, and not only. Say coaching, but also in their lives in the community and then so forth, even once they've gone off to college.
And did Coach Callahan, when you were here, kind of also influence that part of you, that feeling of, we're not just showing up to be a basketball coach, we're showing up to be a member of this person's family and a part of this person's life outside of basketball?
And that's why I say I got to give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so because I always felt that I'm kind of a byproduct. Okay, I learned this from something,
For sure.
I've learned it from my own experience, I was hoping to get the coach to come show up with me this morning, but he's not in town today, so I've said, I just particularly took what I went through, what was given to me, and gave it back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I was telling Coach, I said I took the playbook and I took it to Minnesota, and I, you know what, I've won here at Morningside. I've won there, and you know, the playbook works.
Yeah.
It works.
And, you know, what kind of led you to becoming a coach? I mean, you talked about how you didn't initially want to do that. That wasn't a part of your life's plan. What was kind of the one thing or one moment maybe where you realized, you know what, I want to step up and coach these young guys and be a part of their lives?
You know, there was one I had a player. You know, his name was Damara Suggs. In fact, he's a cousin of Terrell Suggs of the Ravens. Mm-hmm. And he was by far probably the best player that I've coached. And at that time I wasn't coaching. I never coached him, but he was in the building, and I was, you know, the school resource officer. And I would be around, and, you know, sometimes after practice we would play and then watching him play and then him looking over at me asking me what to do, and it's like, hey, I'm not the coach. You know, that was the point, you know, after his last year, I says, you know, I just can't stand here and do nothing.
Sure.
You know, and at the point, that point in time, the position came open, you know, I said, well, I know a little bit about basketball. You know, I was just, you know, I didn't really go in depth to it, but I says, well, I'll give it a shot. I had to get permission first. You know, I got to take that back. The wife had to say it was okay to do it first. And then after she gave me permission, then the rest kind of just kind of took off there, because I think she knew that part of being coaching is during the season, you're not around, you're gone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think pivotal to what our success is, you know, we were kind of playing catch up. I mean, once we started, we didn't particularly stop until football. And the football was, okay, go play football.
Sure. How did Morningside prepare you for your life as a school resource officer, but then also as a basketball coach? How did Morningside help you prepare for that moment or that time in your life?
I would say, how did it prepare me? I mean, it made me grow up. it made me be accountable. Okay, you know, either it gets done or don't get done.
For sure.
Okay, you studied or you didn't study. You know, it made you break things down in life into that simple. Mm-hmm. No matter what you said or what your rational reason was, it was at the end of the conversation. Did it get done or did it not get done? Mm-hmm. Okay, did you stop that guy or did you not stop that guy?
For sure.
You know, so it's just really, just being accountable. Just saying, you know what, this is not going to be easy, and it requires, quite a bit of work on your part if it's going to get done. Mm-hmm. And then in the end, you get back what you put in.
For sure. I don't think I got any more questions for you. I don't know if you have any final thoughts on just your time at Morningside and everything that you've been able to do because of your time here.
You know, my thoughts is it doesn't, you know, just being on campus and, you know, coming back every now and then, I make it back to homecoming, every other year it seems, and, you know, and I get to see some of my old, you know, classmates, you know, some of my old teammates, it's a far different world was when I got here. A far different world.
For sure.
And you know, the whole thing about the North Central Conference and all that, it's just, okay, it's just simple economics. It's just the resources for what them schools, because they were seeing D1 back when I was there. They were trying to move the conference D1 in, so it's just a matter of time. Mm-hmm. And so, but no, this is probably where Morningside, you know, this is going in the right directions, if you ask me.
Sure. Well, thank you for joining us on this chilly morning here, and we really do appreciate it. So thank you for giving us some time today.
No problem.
All right.
All right.